What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to In Search Of. We're your host, Ashton and Sam. We're two accountants who binge podcasts by day and TV by night. Keep listening to find what you've been in search of. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Ashton.
All right. Today, we've got Survivor stories.
The best.
The best. Yeah. We were just talking about serial killers. Now we're going to take a left turn and talk about Survivor stories. Mm-hmm. So these are a little, got a happier ending. So our show today is Yellow Jackets, which is on Showtime. Mm-hmm. That's pretty new, right? I mean, that came out like this year, I guess. Okay. Yellow Jackets was so good. So we've got that. And then we've got two of my favorite murder episodes of Survivor Stories, which Karen loves to do Survivor Stories. So if you're ever looking for like Survivor Stories, she's got them. She's covered them, which actually what kind of got me into true crime, which I might have told you this before, was when I was a kid, I would watch I Survived, mm-hmm. which can get very dark. And my parents were like, what are you watching? Like, should you be watching?
Yeah, I watched one episode based on, I was trying to do research for mm-hmm. this, and Karen was like, the I Survived episode. Most of you, if you know I Survived or Survivor Stories, you probably know it. But yeah, I just watched one on YouTube. So if you want to watch them, their full episodes are on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I used to love the ID channel. That mm-hmm. was my jam. And that's how I ended up here. So, okay, yeah. So we've got Yellow Jackets and then two of my favorite murder episodes. I've got episode 310. You've got episode
248.
Okay. So if you don't want any spoilers, stop here. But I don't know why you would come and listen to only like, 2 minutes? So yeah. Who are we kidding? And then I always forget to say this, but like, you know, tell them who sent you.
Yeah, because my favorite, Karen and Georgia are going to pick us out of the crowd.
Yeah, tell them who sent you and subscribe to us, rate us, follow us.
Like us. Promote us.
Pay us. Just anything, any kind of love you can show us. Okay, so we'll start with Yellow Jacket. So you actually watched this first and you had told me like a million times.
I would not shut up about it. I was like, go, you have to watch this.
Go watch it. So I signed up for like a free subscription to, or like the free trial for Showtime and then canceled it.
Mm-hmm. I did the same.
Because that's what millennials do.
Yeah.
But we'll, when the second one comes around, we'll just get a different email address.
Yeah, that's true. We'll use our podcast one.
Yeah, that's what we'll do for the next one. The next one we should watch together.
We should.
Ooh,
we'll have,
great idea.
Show nights or yes. whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, cool. I used to do that in college. Me and my roommate would watch, what's that movie? It would come on Thursdays. It was a TV show. And it was about the lawyer and the kids in college. We like went into her class. Frick, what was that called?
What was it on?
Oh, I don't know.
Like a streaming service or
no,
a channel?
No, it was like on a channel. It would come on like every Thursday.
How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal.
Yes, How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it. Why did I not think of that? But we also used to watch Scandal too.
Okay. Didn't watch either of those.
Really?
I had roommates that had those kinds of nights, same show, and I didn't join them. What? I don't know why.
Well,
because I am antisocial. Actually, I found a mug today in a store and it said antisocial on it. And I was like, Mom, will you buy this for me?
Well, that is. Did you get it?
No. Oh, okay. But she may go back and get it.
Okay.
Know,
okay.
For my birthday or something.
But yeah, those were great shows. And so, yeah, we would watch those together every Thursday. So you should definitely, if you're really, really bored, you can dig back into the old
archives.
Yes. So anyways, what were we talking about? Okay,
we're
Yellow.
Watch Yellow Jackets season 2 together.
Yeah,
season 1.
It was so good and crazy. Like the opening scene. I feel like we've already talked about this, but we haven't, right? We've just
we
talked about it.
But I
on
remember
the side.
Talking about the opening scene being like very creepy. Oh, because it was culty. We were talking
yes,
about cults, and
that's
it's
right.
Like
that's right. I was like, oh God, have we already talked about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. So Yellow Jackets. It's based in the 90s, they go...
And present day.
Present day, yeah. I feel like we kind of talked about this, so if you're rehearing this, apologies. But they are going on a soccer trip, they have a plane crash, and then they're all, like, living off the land. The coach, his leg is, like, cut off. I mean, it is, like, gory.
Yeah, I am not, like, great with gore, and there are a few times I, like, looked away because...
So, like, okay, the coach... When they fall and land, the coach's leg is like stuck under the wing. So they have to like lift the wing up and they, what's her face? Misty like chops his leg off, which I mean, I guess he was going to die either way if they didn't do that. But, so he is half of his leg is gone.
But he survives.
He survives. Yeah. And then the dad, the other coach, like lands in a tree and is like, what's the word? Like
severed or,
yeah, or like, if you could see my hand motions, like with a knife, which you do, like speared.
Speared.
Yeah, speared. But he's like speared by like a tree branch.
And his then, sons.
Yes, his sons were with him. Yeah. And like the older son like climbs up in the tree to try to save him.
Yeah.
And then the tree falls and he falls on the ground. Mm-hmm. And then like a couple other people die like right at the beginning, but they're not like obviously main characters.
Yeah.
So they survive, and then, so there's all this, like, you know, there's some drama. So, like, the two main girls, I can't remember their names. Oh, gosh, I can't remember. Anyways, two main girls, they're, like, best friends, and one girl is, like, sleeping with her best friend's boyfriend and finds out she's pregnant.
Shauna,
yeah, and then the other one, I can't think of her name. But Shauna is sleeping with the other girl's boyfriend and gets pregnant.
Natalie, Misty, Jackie.
Jackie, yes. So Jackie and Shauna are like BFFs. And Jackie finds out, like reads her diary that she's... Because she lied to her and told her she was pregnant with like somebody else. And Jackie reads her diary, finds out that she's pregnant with her boyfriend. So that's like a whole thing. And then there's like two girls on there... Van and the other girl, they were like a couple together, and they go to like find
Natalie and the boy.
No, the Van and her, like the Van, the girl that got attacked by the wolf.
The Van?
No, her name is Van.
Her name is Van?
Yeah, and she got attacked by
a
wolf.
How did I not know this?
Do you remember the girl who got attacked by the wolf?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Vanessa. I guess I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah. Her name was Van, and she was a couple with who? Who was her girlfriend?
Tawny.
Well,
that's her real name. Thaisa.
Thaisa, and they call her Ty.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ty and Van are in a relationship. This is like, I feel like I'm in high school talking about all the drama.
That's what it is. High school girls, and so it's like relationship drama and boyfriends
but
and girlfriends.
They're stranded, and it's like all, it's like a whole nother level. So yeah, Thaisa is like, let's go try to find, I think she wanted to find help or land or something. And, or not land, but like other, just, I mean, she was like, we can't just sit here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they go, and one night she is like daydream or, walks sleepwalking. Mm-hmm. So she's like in a tree. She doesn't know how she ends up in a tree, but she wakes up to all of her friends below getting attacked by wolves and Van's face. I thought Van, they did think Van was dying.
They were like trying to bury her.
Yeah. And she like wakes up.
Wait, were they trying to light her on fire? They were trying to burn her.
Yeah. It's like have a burial for her. Yeah. And she wakes up and so they go back. I mean, it is just insane. Wild. And then at the end, they think, and then there's like another whole story going on in the present day. Shauna is having an affair on her husband, and she thinks that the guy she's having an affair on is like setting them up, like trying to get them out of money. And then she kills him and then realizes it wasn't him, it was her husband.
And Misty has held a reporter captive in her basement. She's like chained to a bed.
Like, you have to, if you hear us talking, very creepy. Yeah, like if you hear us talking, like you're gonna have to go watch it because it's just crazy.
And then Lottie has like this, she's like possessed and she starts speaking French.
And she can like see the future, psychic.
And like at the very end, she's like bringing like a human heart to like, not a sacrifice, but like a altar or something they built. And so,
so Jackie dies. She fell asleep outside. Mm-hmm. And I thought
they all got in a fight.
Yeah. And so which the opening scene, I thought it was Jackie who died, but it's not.
No.
So I don't know who that was, but they were wearing Jackie's necklace. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know either. Hmm. I'm going to look up when season 2 is coming.
So, and then they think at the end, they think Lottie, like present day, is kidnapping the girl, like the Natalie. Women.
Yeah. Because what is the guy's name? Not Tyler, but the one who died and everybody thinks he committed suicide, but Natalie's like, no, I know him because they had a relationship.
Sorry, I feel like I'm gonna sneeze. Okay. I know who you're talking about, but he dies in present day. He hung himself, but they don't think he actually did it. They think he was murdered.
It says they're working towards premiere the end of 2022.
Oh, so heck year. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Anyways, this show is wild, but it's really good. It like keeps you on the edge of your seat. Yeah, we can't
explain it in a way that does it any justice or like makes sense. So you have to watch it.
Has you like on the edge of your seat. Like I could not stop watching it. It was like I almost didn't want to watch it because I knew it was so crazy, but I was like, I can't stop.
Yeah.
Anyways, great show. It's on Showtime.
It's worth subscribing and make deleting. Up a new email. Do whatever you have to.
Yeah. Okay.
So
all right, gonna go first.
Yeah, I'm gonna go first. So my favorite murder episode 248, and this one actually comes from Georgia. It's usually Karen who does.
Oh, okay. I survived,
but this one is from Georgia, and she said that she got the full story of this from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's name is Kara Robinson, now Kara Robinson Chamberlain, but she made a TikTok telling her survival story, and now she also uses it to like advocate for survivors, and she even gives like survival tips, like if you're ever in handcuffs, this is how you get out of them.
I think I've come across her account before, like separate from the video. The podcast.
Yeah. So this happens in 2002. Kara is 15 years old, and she is at her friend's house. This is in Columbia, South Carolina, and she and her friend are going to go to the lake, but before they leave, her friend's mom says, you need to, like, water the lawn. And Kara says, I'll do it, and so she goes out front, and her friend goes to, like, get ready for their day at the lake. So while she's outside, there is a murderer strolling is the wrong word.
Riding around.
Yeah. He's patrolling the neighborhood.
Yep.
And he was actually planning on kidnapping a different girl. He had been stalking her for a while, had planned it all out, but he couldn't find her that day. She wasn't around. So he sees Kara standing out front and decides it's going to be Kara. So he pulled up, and Kara kind of like smiles at him. She doesn't think she knows him, but you know, just
He looked like a nice guy.
Yeah, so. He looked normal. Mm-hmm. And he acted like he was a magazine salesperson.
And what year was this again?
2002.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and he was like, are your parents home? I'm like selling magazines. And he goes up and like acts like he's handing her, showing her a magazine. But he actually like shoves a gun in her side. And he says like, get in the car. So he puts her in like a Rubbermaid container, like mm-hmm. plastic bin.
Oh my god! I'm like a little bit claustrophobic. I couldn't. I'd be like, can I just sit? Like, I'll lay down. Can I not have to get in the?
Yeah, and they're like, I mean, to make sure she doesn't like flail her arms, like say, like help me or whatever. He like contains
her. That's horrifying.
And Georgia says, like from the beginning, it's like he messed with the wrong girl. she was like, F no. So she is like immediately on alert and like trying to be aware of everything.
Yeah.
And so she's trying to imagine like where they're driving. Like she knows the turns. She knows the neighborhood. She realizes when they get on the interstate. She memorizes the serial number of the Rubbermaid like bin that she's in. And so he brings her back to his apartment, carries her in the container. And when she gets there, she's like looking at his mail. She's trying to get the address and his name.
She's just taking in all the everything. Clues.
There's like a magnet on the fridge that's like his dentist. Mm-hmm. Like she's like, I'm going to get out of here alive and I'm going to find this man. So she's getting all the information she can. And in our last episode, we tried not to go into like the rapey, really bad stuff, but
it does happen. Yes, a little.
It does happen in this episode. He handcuffs her, but he uses like fuzzy handcuffs, like, you know, those kind handcuffs, like not real ones. Mm-hmm. And she was like, it's actually really good that he did that because they're easier to get out of than like real handcuffs.
And I remember one thing they said on the episode was like, it was gross because he was like having his own fantasy.
Yes. And he like made her shave and like he handcuffs her to the bed and rapes her. He has like a carabiner like clipped from the handcuffs like to the bed, and he like straps her legs also mm-hmm. to the end of the bed. But
what is that? I remember
a
them
carabiner. I actually have one right here.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
Like rock climbing.
Yeah.
So like that's clipped to the handcuffs to her bed. So that night he falls asleep and she's like, okay, this is my chance. So she mm-hmm. uses her mouth to like unclip the carabiner so she can bring her arms down, and then she gets her hands out of the handcuffs and then she can get her arms free. And he is still asleep this whole time, and she like makes it to the front door and she just like bolts. Mm-hmm. And so she finally finds a car. I don't know if it was the first one.
I think it was.
But she like runs to a passing car and they take her to the police. Mm-hmm. And the police don't believe her.
Yeah, like they thought she was a runaway from the beginning.
Yeah, and they were like, she made up like this whole story. But she was able to like call her mom, and like once they get her mom to kind of like corroborate the story, mm-hmm. they start to believe her, but mm-hmm. they make her go back to the apartment where he kept her, and we're like, well, show us where. And she's like, I was in a freaking bin. How am I supposed to know?
Yeah.
But she's like, you know,
which
what
is also terrible too. Oh, sorry, my Ring camera. You have to be, always have to be safe. You got your Ring camera. Okay. Anyways, they were talking about how horrible it was that like she had just been raped and abused and drugged, and they take her right back.
They're like, show me where.
Yeah, it's like horrible.
But she was like, well, I don't know like the exact address, but I do remember that there was a really long red hair mm-hmm. in a brush.
Yeah.
So the police go to the property manager and say, like, who's got long hair and long red hair? And he's like, oh, yeah, I know. It's the wife of this mm-hmm. guy who mm-hmm. lives here. So they go back to the guy's apartment. His name is Richard Mark Evanitz. And they go through his apartment, and he has, like, newspaper clippings of the stories of like murders and disappearance from Virginia like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So they realize that she escaped. He's also like serial killer.
Yeah. Cause I think for a second there, I was just getting confused with your two of your stories because they're kind of similar.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So was it his family that went to Disney World, or was it the other one?
It was his.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, I'm getting them confused.
Now I'm getting confused too.
I know.
But our research guys, I swear we try to do it. But he, so 6 years ago in Virginia, he took a 16-year-old girl named Sophia Silva, like in the same way she was sitting on the front porch of her house, and she was taken, and she was, her body was found drowned in like a swamp, uh-huh. marsh kind of area. And then he also took two sisters, a 15-year-old and 12-year-old. Their names were Katie and Kristen Lisk in Virginia. And the wrong man was arrested for Sophia's murder. He was like a neighbor, or a neighbor had like tipped him off to this guy that they put in jail and thought they had captured the guy who did this, and they didn't. It was Richard. So anyway, they capture him, and then like the good part of the story is Kara takes an administrative job at the sheriff's department, and she likes it so much that she decides to join the police academy, and she wants to be a school resource officer. So one of the classes she has to take at the academy is taught. And her story is taught as like an example of a case.
Yeah.
And the professor doesn't know that Kara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so she goes up to him or her, I don't know if it's a man or woman, the professor, mm-hmm. and says, like, I'm that Kara.
Which is so crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine hearing your story told by like someone else and like not knowing. I don't know. Anyway, so she has like just become a huge advocate, and going back to, you know, the TikTok, like that was kind of went viral, her mm-hmm. her first one telling about what happened. But yeah, I mean, she's doing great things with what happened to her. So
the horrible thing that happened to her. I did one time like go down a deep rabbit hole of like her mm-hmm. TikTok and then reading about her, and
yeah
it's amazing like what she's done. But that was a crazy story. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've got another, my favorite murder, episode 310. This is by Karen, which is expected because she usually tells all of them. So this is about a guy named Jose Salvador Alvarenga. I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. So this happened in 2012. He was a fisherman, and on this day he had planned a fishing trip from Costa Azul off the coast of Mexico, and he brings along his co-worker Ezequiel
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. Ugh. Corradoba. And so they catch fish and shark and they get paid for like whatever they bring in. So this trip was supposed to only be like 2 to 3 days. And in the middle of the trip, a storm comes in and they decide to keep fishing. So, and like instead of turning back around. So during the storm, they lose their fishing rods and have to throw over, like they lose a lot of things, but one like valuable thing they lose is their fishing rods. And then they also had to throw the fish over that they had already caught to keep the boat afloat. And so it takes about a week for the storm to fully pass. And at this point they had like drifted so far away, like they did not see land anywhere in sight. But Jose is able to get in touch with his boss, but after like letting his boss know, his phone shortly after dies, whatever. And there had been a search party arranged, but the conditions were so bad from the storm that like 2 days after the search party had been like going on, they had to call it off. So they don't have much left to survive on. So in order to live, their first instinct is to look for passing boats. And this kind of stuff that happens, you're just like, ugh, why couldn't it have just, you know, why couldn't they have just been seen in the beginning? So they see a cargo ship. They try to get their attention. Like they try to light like a shirt on fire and put it at the top of a pole. They don't see them. They like, I think did the mirror thing to try to do like the sun
glare,
like, the glare. Yeah. That didn't work either. I mean, they were really far away, so they were unsuccessful. And so then Karen goes on to talk about like, okay, how did they survive? Jose manages to catch some sea turtles, so they eat the sea turtles, and then they're also like now dehydrated and they can't drink the seawater, so they drink the turtle blood, and this only helps a little. And the like the dehydration really starts to set in, and at one point she says like Jose is so dehydrated that his tongue is so swollen he can't speak, which is makes me cringe. So it eventually starts raining, and one thing that they had done, which was really smart, was they had collected the litter and like the water, so like the water, like water bottles and things like mm-hmm. that. So when it did rain, they were able to like collect a lot of water. Yeah. And she said they had even grabbed a 55-gallon oil drum, so like they had a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so as they like get further out away from land, they like he catches sharks. And like he was so skilled, Jose was so skilled at like fishing and things like that, that he was catching sharks like with his bare hands. And so they would eat the sharks. And so then of course, like the further out they get, like less things are around them. So then they survive off of seagulls. So they start hunting seagulls, and they would keep like 20 to 30 birds on the boat with them. I don't know how they like kept them contained, but they would, you know, stash them away and eat them as needed. And then around the 10-week mark, Ezekiel eats a bird that had eaten a poisonous yellow snake. And so obviously that's a very traumatic event, but he does survive. However, he's like too scared to eat now. So he refuses to eat and he's dying and he knows it. And he just makes Jose promise that he won't eat his body. And he ultimately dies from starvation. So Jose keeps Ezekiel's body on board and like will talk to the corpse to like help him get through it. And it like helps him makes him feel not so alone. But then he's like starts to have hallucinations and like starts imagining the body is telling him to like die and like how nice death is and that he should join. And so he has to get rid of the body so like he doesn't kill himself. Mm-hmm. So he does like a sea burial or whatever it's mm-hmm. called. Mm-hmm. So then Karen goes on to talk about like, okay, how does he continue to live like now that he's alone? So he fantasizes, he thinks about reuniting with his daughter and just like finds the will to live. Mm-hmm. And around the year mark, he sees a boat and he starts waving his hands and they see him and they wave back thinking he's saying hello. I'm like, what? Like, come on, people. But anyways, so yeah. After a year and a month, he starts to see like new signs of life. So like different birds, like different fish in the sea. And then a couple hours later, he spots land. And so the current is like literally taking him towards shore. And he gets close enough to the beach that he can swim. So after 438 days, he makes it to land, which is
Can you imagine?
No.
It is like the real life Castaway.
Yeah. So he literally, they took off for the strip in 2012 and he was not found until I think like January of 2014.
Oh my God.
Or February. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Oh, I know. Like, it's been a whole year.
Yeah.
So two locals spot him on shore and like he looked so bad that they thought he was like an animal. Like they didn't even know he was a human. Mm-hmm.
He was like hunched over and like curled up.
So they call the U.S. ambassador and they get him to a medical facility. And they said that like for everything he had been through, he relatively looked healthy, which is amazing. So he had traveled from the southwestern coast of Mexico to Marshall Islands, which is between Hawaii and the Philippines. So like all the way down like in Mexico and like, well, hold on. Where's Hawaii? I don't know where Hawaii is. Like Hawaii down.
Yeah, Hawaii is actually.
Is it up or down?
No, Hawaii is down. Alaska is up, but they show it down on the map.
So yeah, it was down. Like Mexico's over here. So he like, far away. Yeah. Don't ask us about geography.
No.
Okay. So obviously like once the news breaks out, people try to say like it's fake or whatever, but they're like Marshall Islands is like such a small island. Like no one in their right mind would just like end up there.
Right.
They're like, yeah, like he didn't just show up here to, yeah, that's not possible. And they had like record of like them going and taking the boat out. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, they had things to show that they had been missing for that long. So after this, it takes him like a year to recover. Like he had, I think, parasites, you know, obviously like the mental stuff that he had gone through, like just PTSD. But he eventually like overcame everything, and a journalist had interviewed him and like wrote a book on him. So there's a book out now. But yeah, so he, and then he was reunited with his daughter, and I think he was like scared of water for a couple months.
Yeah.
But I think he like finally, you know, was able to get back out there. But yeah, so that's this survivor story of Jose Salvador Alvarenga.
That is,
I know. Can you, yeah.
No, I can't.
I can't imagine. Yeah, so that's a happier note.
Yeah.
But so, that's all I got. But yeah, so we got Super Bowl tomorrow. We got Valentine's Day on Monday.
I have plans for neither.
Yeah, same. I don't either. I just want to sit at home and on my couch and halfway watch the show. We were talking about how the Super Bowl, we're excited. I mean, the Super Bowl halftime show. Excited about that. So it's Eminem. Oh my God. Why can't I talk? Okay, Eminem and who else?
Mary J. Blige.
Uh-huh. And who else?
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, I didn't know he was on it.
Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
And Dr. Dre.
Wow, they got like a whole crew.
Yeah. It's going to be like 90s throwback.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
The good, who? I don't even remember who did it last year. I don't know. I kind of haven't really been like,
I remember it was not very good. I remember texting my mom and being like,
yeah,
I really liked Bruno Mars halftime. That was like years and years ago.
I don't really remember them well. I mean, I'm not super into it, I guess, but
yeah.
But yeah, so that will be exciting. Oh, I guess I am rooting for the Bengals because Joe Burrow went to LSU. So
I am. Oh, it was the weekend.
Oh, weekend last year? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's disappointing because I do like the weekend. So I wonder why. I don't know. Maybe he just didn't.
I think it was because it was like pandemic and there wasn't people and it was very like pre-recorded stuff. And
got it. Yeah. Yes, I remember now. Okay. Yeah, that will be exciting. Yeah. But anyways, okay. Well, we don't really have anything else. So, okay.
Till next time.
All right. Bye, Sam.
Bye, Ashton.
Whatever.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.